About time to begin. Tonight is our singing night, and several of the men have agreed to lead some songs. And before we enter into that, we're going to ask Ty Thornton to lead us in an opening prayer. But I just want to make a few remarks about what we're trying to accomplish tonight with our singing. Our theme for the year, as everyone knows, is to walk like Jesus. And so in our first half of the singing tonight, I want to approach a couple of reasons of why we would want to walk like Jesus, other than the most obvious. And one is because we owe him a debt that we can't repay. He's our Redeemer. Isaiah 53, verses 11 and 12, talked about he would make it possible for many to be righteous because he would intercede for us through his sacrifice. He's also our friend. John 15, 13 and verse 14 says, no greater love is there than sacrifice or lay down one's life for his friends. And we are his friends if we do what he tells us. Love motivates us for us to obey and be obedient. In the second half, after we've addressed why, we can talk a little bit and sing a little bit about how we can walk more like Jesus. One way is to strive to be more Christ-like. Striving to be like him, to change from what we were and become better, more holy, more obedient, and to work in the kingdom. Also, we can do it by modifying that Christ-likeness by living a Christian life. And that would be even more being Christ-like. Once we have decided to be Christ-like, we can live that Christian life by being an example to others, teaching others, growing in our faith and our love for Jesus, again, as we work in the kingdom. Brother Ty.
Holy Father, we have come together this evening as your children to worship you. We pray that you be with us through this hour. We pray that everything we do will be pleasing to you. We pray that you'll help us to focus on why we're here, and that the words that are read from your word will resonate with us, that the songs we sing will come from the heart, that you will be pleased and that you'll be glorified in our service here this evening. Father, we are so thankful for Jesus. He is our Savior, our friend, our intercessor, our Redeemer. And we thank you so much for your plan that brought him here, his willingness to obey your will and to be the sacrifice that we didn't deserve, that cleanses us from sin and gives us the hope of eternal home in heaven. Father, help us to walk like Jesus. Help us to, in our lives as we try to imitate him, help us to study more, to learn more about him. And we pray for wisdom, that you'll open your word to us and help us to learn from it what we can that'll help us to be better. We pray you'll give us the understanding to know how to apply your principles in our lives. We pray that we'll be kinder. We pray that we'll show love, not just for our friends, but for our enemies. We pray that we'll be compassionate. We pray that we'll be forgiving. And we pray that we will seek every day to obey your will. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to be here this evening. Thank you for the opportunity to engage in this study, in this hour of worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Concerning Christ being our Redeemer, John 3:16-17 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Ephesians 1:7, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace." Brother Wade Penn will now lead us in 3 songs.
We'll start with number 45 out of the supplement. "There is a Redeemer."
No.
Thank you.
Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased. I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. John, verses 12 and 14, through 14. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater has no man, has no love than man has this, that he would lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. Daniel's going to lead us in three songs.
Number 54 out of the supplement, Savior and Friend. Number 96, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Number 96 out of the supplement.
Whoa.
151 out of the large songbook, Jesus is all the world to me.
Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him I would fall. When I am sad, to him I go. No other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, he makes me
Christ-like. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18, starting 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a manner the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Psalm 143, verse 8. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. In you I take shelter. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Philippians 2 and 5, beginning in verse 3. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of the others. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Jerry Johnson will now lead us in three songs.
Number 97, O to be like thee. 97 in large book. Sing all four verses. 665 in the large book, Walk With Me, 665.
Thank you.
Number 135, More Like Jesus. 135.
I want to be more like Jesus and follow him day by day.
Christ and become more Christ-like, living the Christian life. Psalms 25 encourages verses 4 and 5. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and lead me, for you are my God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Colossians 1, verses 9 through 12. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of all his wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Philippians 1, verse 27. Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and you see or I'm absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together to be faithful of the gospel. Dave Duren will now lead us in three songs.
First two songs will be in the hymns for worship. The third song will be in the supplement. Take my hand and lead me, 455.
I want to live this world of peace. Oh, feed me every day.
552, Living for Jesus.
Yeah.
your supplement, number 20.
Remember who you are.
Number 20.
Appreciate all those who led tonight and served in the service, and those who attend, those who are streaming. I think it's been good that we've been here and to sing these songs to remind us how we can walk with Christ, how we can better walk with Him. There's another song. It's not going to be on the overhead or anything, so if you want to follow along, I'm just going to paraphrase what it says, but it's number 391 in the hymnal, Savior Like a Shepherd Lead Us. 391, if you want to follow. If we truly want to walk like Jesus, then we're going to follow Him. We're going to walk where He walks and go in His ways. And this song, each verse, helps us to see how we can better do that and why we would do that. As we mentioned at the beginning of the service, He's our Redeemer. And to sheep, they are redeemed by the shepherd. Verse 1 says, lead us like a shepherd. Because we need your tender care. Feed us in your pastures. Prepare folds for our use. Jesus, you bought us, and we're yours. Verse 2. We are yours. You befriended us. be our guardian. Keep us from sin. Defend us. Seek us if we go astray. Jesus, hear us when we pray. Verse 3. You promised to receive us, even though we were poor and sinful. Because of your mercy, you relieve us. Your grace is how we're cleansed. It's the power that sets us free. Jesus, may we come to you early. Verse 4. Let us seek your favor early. Let us do your will early. Lord and Savior, fill us with your love. Jesus, you loved us. Love us always. And may we love him in return. We've come to the portion of the service where we like to offer an invitation. And it occurred to me when I was thinking of doing this that there's so many in the world that don't believe what we've sung about tonight. They don't believe like we believe. They don't, a lot of them, even believe that there's a God. How sad must that be? No hope. This is all there is, this life. As enjoyable as it can be, as rewarding as it can be, wouldn't it be so sad if this was all that there is? But we believe there's more. We believe the Bible. We believe that it's inspired by God. It's his word to us. It's how we can live in order for there to be more than this life on this earth. Rest assured that no matter who we are, or how old we are, how young we are, what time we've lived in the human race, history, this life will end for all of us. No matter how healthy, no matter how ill, no matter your gender, no matter your race, this life will end. It may end by your death. It may end when Jesus returns. But it will end. And we believe through the teachings of the Scripture that there is something else, something better for those that believe. Not so good for those that don't. We're going to have a reward in what we like to say the next life, in eternity. We're finite in this world. We're limited in this world. We can't comprehend things about God and his universe. Even things that we can't see and hold close to us. We just can't comprehend those things that are microscopic, are far, far away, are enormous. We use those words, but we really don't comprehend talking about God spoke these things into existence. And being finite here, we think small. We think in the moment. We try to plan. I love to plan. I'm always planning. I'm always changing my plans. I'm always updating. Sometimes I forget what I did and I have to go back and look at what I had planned. But there's going to come a time when we've had to work our plan, or it'll be too late. We need to be busy about His will and following and walking with Him now, because the next life is not finite. There will be no end. It's forever. We can't comprehend forever. We think we can. We try to have some things that are similar and try to explain it and reveal to us what it's like, but we really can't comprehend eternity because we're used to things coming to an end. In eternity, there's two things that can happen. The scriptures tell us that a reward for those who are faithful is called heaven. We live in God's presence forever. We sing His praises forever. There's no darkness. There's no sickness. There's no death. There's no pain. How wonderful that'll be. We call it home. We want to go home. But for those that don't believe, here's the sad part. They will believe in eternity. It'll be revealed. They'll see. They'll experience the punishment for their disbelief. We need to be about the busy work of trying to save some of those people from that happening to them. Not everyone will respond. Most may not respond, but some will. We plant the seed, God waters and gives the increase. So let's think about these things and see if we can't be more about His work and walking closer with Jesus in the days to come. There may be some in the audience that have never obeyed. They've heard, they may even believe, but they haven't acted on that belief. And that's the obedient part. Everyone can hear and believe, but you've got to obey. And part of that obedience is to repent. Realize where you've been wrong, and to change from that, and to ask for forgiveness, and to confess His name, and to be baptized for the remission of your sins. That's obedience. And then for the rest of this life on this earth, walk with Him. There may be some that have done that, and yet fallen away. We plead with you to consider that, because one day this life will end. You need to work the plan. If we can help you in any way, please come while we stand and sing the invitation.
Have you a heart that will?